time when people are probably maybe not even home, they're vacationing or whatever, but we're here, the shelter is always here, and it's always like to hear, you know, it's good to hear good stories and good things about the shelter. And I listened to Denise this morning, and she's right. You know, the new year starts, and people kind of think, well, maybe we need to make some changes in our lives. And the volunteering ideas she had are wonderful, because it is true. If you get up, get going, and any place out here, any of these nonprofits can always use a warm body to help them out. And there's so many different levels of volunteering you can do. Like at the shelter, we could use people just to come out and maybe just walk a dog if that's more strenuous than they want. We've always got laundry to fold, and we've always got a kitten or two that needs to be patted and loved. So, you know, there's just different levels that you can do, and it would get you out of the house, and gosh, nothing makes you feel better than have a warm feeling from the puppies or the kittens or the dogs and cats. So research says that animals are good for us, so shelter would be a good place to come out and volunteer also.
Hey, that is great. So good reminder there, and another one of the many volunteer opportunities we have.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I'm like Denise, when you retire, you think, well, I'll have too much time in my hands. But it's amazing. If you're a doer, then there's always something out there to go and do. So that's my health tip for the day, I guess.
All right. Hey, that's a good one. So what do we have going on in the shelter here this week?
Okay. Well, I've got some great adoptions to talk about, and that's always, you know, that's always delightful, especially this time of year, because we don't push adoptions a lot, because we don't want that, okay, let's go get a puppy or a kitten or new animal for our home, and then Christmas comes and goes, and they're thinking, oh my goodness, what have we done, because they have to go back to work, kids go back to school. But we did have some very good adoptions. The first one was a little brown puppy. You can see it on our Facebook page. This frisky little guy got to go home with a family, and there were several little girls and boys in the family, and the little boys were just delighted. So this puppy is going to have a wonderful, several wonderful playmates to keep him busy and happy, and it was a very nice little family. We also had a litter of beagles that we didn't post too much, because we wanted to make sure that these little guys went, you know, just to the very, very special homes, and they were born at the shelter, so we were all pretty attached to them. So it was a little hard letting them go. But the last little guy went to a lovely young lady, and she has a 3-year-old boy, and she works from home, which is an excellent, you know, that's just wonderful to bring home a puppy and be able to be there, help it learn the do's and don'ts of puppyhood. So that's another wonderful adoption. And Mr. Captain, who has been with us since, I think July, he was adopted. A gentleman came in and wanted wanted a companion dog. He didn't want a small one that he might trip on. There's no way you could trip over Captain. Well, I guess you could, but Captain was our kind of he was a Basset mix, so he's pretty long. Great dog. And I guess the gentleman came out and they sat for a while, he and Captain. And then he said, well, you know, maybe let me look at something else. And so they brought out another one of our long-term residents, and he messed with him for a little bit. And he said, let's have Captain back. So anyway, it was good, and Captain went home. So that's like I said, that's one of our more special adoptions. And then we had a little white pit mix that came in. She was with us just a very few days and was quickly adopted. So 4 great adoptions over the holiday season. Holiday season's not over yet, but that's a good start. A happy story to share with everyone is a family came in visiting from Missouri with their family, got ready to leave. Their husky bolted and took off, and they searched and they searched. And these people lived in the South Coffeyville area, and kind of John Deere Road, I believe the road is. And they'd searched and searched, and they finally had to leave because they had to go back to work. So it was on Facebook, and one of the neighbors that lives close to the shelter, one of those people living out in that area, which is on the river, called and said, I think we have that husky that's on Facebook. And, you know, Danny said, bring it to the shelter. So they did, and yes, it was. So that dog had traveled all the way from South Coffeyville, way out there, all the way to the river. I mean, that meant he had to pass, you know, go across that highway. He had the river to contend with. Danny's theory is that the dog was headed home. He was on his way back to Missouri. So happy ending there. The dog is back with the family. The family was able to come back then and get the dog. So I like these good stories. I'm sorry that someone has to go through the turmoil and heartbreak of losing their animal for a little bit, but it's always nice when there's a happy ending. So,
oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
You know, I just don't know that there'd be anything more troublesome than in your mind to have your pet disappear and then you don't know what happened. I think that would be very, very, very hard. And so when these animals get returned home, it's, to me, even more special.
Yeah, you got that. Especially, you know, if, you know, people are out of town, that sort of thing, they're in an unfamiliar area. Anyway, you know, you don't know what resources are available and all that.
Exactly. Yes, yes. You're right, because if you lose them at home, at least you're home and you can continue to search and your neighbors kind of know. But when you're visiting and you lose a pet, you're right. That's even worse. So, well, let's talk about what's available. We've got some lovely cats. We have a litter that came in, and we have a full-grown gray and a full-grown black cat that are just beautiful. And then we have two litters that they look just like their mamas. So then we've got like three little gray kittens, and then there's a two little black kittens. And they're lovely. They were fostered. They've been handled. They're litter trained. Very beautiful cats. That gray color cat, I think, has always been very, very pretty. And of course, everyone knows from listening to me, I'm very partial to those black cats. They're very talkative and friendly. So great kittens and cats available. We still have our little kitten that I call Sugar Plum, and the shelter's calling her Misty, but she's beautiful. She's a long-haired gray, has those pretty little tufts of hair coming out of her ears. She's about 14 weeks old now. She's very friendly. I think she's one of the prettiest ones out there right now. But we also have an older, maybe a year old, long-haired gray cat that has gotten to be very friendly and rubs against the cage and wants to be held and loved. So there again, like I said, that's a perfect time for someone to come out and do some volunteering, just socializing these cats, because it's pretty dramatic to be at the shelter with all the dogs barking. We've also got, for our dogs, we still have our two dachshunds that came in together. It's Thor and Loki, I believe, are their names. They a lady had them. She's had health issues, could not take care of them, so she surrendered them. So it's kind of sad, but yet she did the right thing in the fact that we can find them a home. It would be wonderful if we could adopt them together. They seem to be very attached to each other, so that's something to consider. Two dogs at once, but they're good boys. And then we also have our long-term guys. You've heard me speak of Rex. He is at White Lab. He's so pretty and such a good boy. Curly. And I have several on my list that are fully sponsored. I'll remind everybody that means their adoption fee has already been paid. And if it's the right fit, then you don't have the initial cost of adopting. Of course, there's other costs that go with having pets. But we have about six that are sponsored. And we've got one that has already been fixed, so she would only be a $30 adoption. And we also have, I guess that's it. Yeah, she's a 30. That's Snickers. Snickers is a good dog. She's tall. She's tan and black in color. She loves to play fetch. She's well-behaved on her leash. We have a volunteer by the name of Will that comes out. He will walk these dogs and videotape them. So you can go to our Facebook page, which is CFA, and you will see him walking and kind of talking about this particular dog. Snickers is one of them. Rex is one of them. We also have a little chow mix that's now available. Aunt B is our mama beagle, and now that her litter is gone, Aunt B is ready to find herself a home. She's a lovely dog. We're pretty attached to her. Being the typical beagle, she talks. She's a barker, but that's the way their breed is. We have two huskies. One we're calling Singer. That pretty much says it all. Oh, my goodness, she just sings and talks and talks. And we had this other husky that came in, and now they're doing it. So we've got them side by side, and you go up there and start talking to them, and the two of them together will start doing their singing. They're beautiful. They're the black and white husky mix. I don't know that they're mixed, but there's two huskies that are just beautiful out there. And then, of course, we've got Larry and Curly and Brownie. Brownie's been with us a very long time. Those names probably sound familiar. And then Grumbles is a little brown dog. He's smaller in size. we have Tanya that came in. She looks like she could be our shelter dog Tucker's sister, so we named her Tanya, Tanya Tucker. And if anyone remembers Tanya, she was a country singer. And we also have Lisa. And Lisa's a cute little brown, or excuse me, cute little black lab mix. Good dog. We've got some great dogs. We just do. And we know it can happen. Just look what happened to Captain. You just have to be patient, and you'll find the right person. And then you get this one wonderful companion, and they're happy as a lark to get out of the shelter. And with the holiday coming up this next weekend, our hours will probably be a little off. I would call before I came out. I know we will be closed New Year's Day, and I'm assuming that we'll probably close up early New Year's Eve day. There's just usually not a lot of traffic the days before holidays anyway. But normally our hours are Monday through Friday, 1 to 3, Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4. Sunday, like I said, is New Year's Eve. I would call before. They'll probably be open for a little bit, but might close up early. And then New Year's Day will be closed. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. And visit us on Facebook. It's CFA. You can see the pictures of these great animals I've been speaking about. You know, donation-wise, I was thinking about that this morning. We had a wonderful Christmas season. We just had so many donations that I would like to suggest, I heard them talking about the warming house needing blankets. Maybe people, instead of bringing the blankets to us this month, would maybe take them to them and let them use the blankets, because we just had a great season. Thank you to all who came out and contributed. We sure appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, that is a wonderful, a really good reminder there. And I even know that, you know, there were some stores around that had some really cheap, you know, those clearance discount blankets and that sort of thing, and those can really be great for shelters and for dogs and all that sort of thing.
Exactly, yes. And kind of, you're right, from this point on, they start putting all those blankets and their toys. You know, toys is something we could still use. And I was at Walmart yesterday, and they had knocked the prices down on those Christmas toys. And I bought a few of those. And, you know, the dogs don't know if it's Christmas or Easter. Or, you know, they don't care. It's just something to play with. And it's very good therapy. They've got something to do, and it's soothing for them to have a toy in their kennel. So we try to do that. And in fact, we do. They always have a toy. That's just something we do.
That's great. Well, that's really awesome. I know you take good care of those dogs and cats over there. So, Becky, always appreciate getting to talk with you here this morning. And all I hope you have a great New Year's. And I look forward to chatting again here next year.
Right. And everyone have a happy New Year, and be safe. Don't be silly. You know, I love those. There was a Budweiser commercial, I think, one of the beer commercials, and it was talking about drinking and driving and how the dog was waiting for his, you know, companion to come home. I thought, man, that's the truth. Remember, you've got somebody at home waiting on you, so take care. Whether it's two-legged or four-legged, take care, right?
Yep, that is the truth. All righty, Becky, well, you have a good one. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, thanks.
Alrighty, bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday here at this time. Brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design in Independence. And coming up, we'll have more Open Line on the way here in just a few minutes after our Beef Roundup and Ag News here on KGGF.